This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Strong aftershocks have continued to hit the Indonesian island of Sulawesi, and more than 400 people have been confirmed killed and hundreds of others injured after a massive earthquake and tsunami struck there on Friday. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
That's the sound of a tsunami blasting through low-standing bayside buildings in the city of Palu, Indonesia. A magnitude 7.5 earthquake struck at dusk Friday, setting off the tsunami that sent waves up to 20 feet high into the capital of central Sulawesi province. Hundreds of people had been attending a beach festival when the tsunami struck. As the death toll climbed, initial figures were only being reported from Palu, and the country's disaster agency warned that the toll would likely rise once rescuers are able to reach other coastal communities where communications have been cut off. I'm Ben Thomas.
Syria has demanded the withdrawal of foreign troops, including the U.S., from its country immediately, while inviting refugees back with the promise that the war is near its end. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports from the General Assembly in New York.
Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim, through a translator, told world leaders meeting at the United Nations that countries which did not support Bashar al-Assad's government needed to get out of Syria.
We therefore consider any forces operating on Syrian territory without an explicit request from the Syrian government, including U.S., French, and Turkish forces, occupying forces and will be dealt with accordingly.
He also vehemently restates his denials that his country used chemical weapons during the war, although international investigators found otherwise. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.